DW.
If you keep an eye out when walking the streets of what was once East Berlin, you're bound, at some point or another, to spy, screwed to the walls of old tenement buildings or blocks of flats, black metal plaques embossed with the words Golden House Number. Awarded, as they were, to houses that had demonstrated particularly communal tidiness, I've often wondered about the personal and collective stories that went into securing one. I've also wondered whether any of the buildings I've lived in during my time here were ever granted such golden glory. I have my money on a certain number 39, where the older residents had very clear ideas about how the house should be run, and they didn't hold back on sharing them.
Okay, so here's number 39. This is where I used to live, and there is no golden house number. But that doesn't mean there never was one.
There was to be no noise at lunchtime, and the man who lived below me and who was born in the house frequently came upstairs to berate me for moving about, in stocking feet, I hasten to add, too loudly in what he seemed determined to ensure never became the comfort of my own home. The one time he invited me to his place was to show me his shag pile carpet and tell me I should lay one in my living room. I didn't. The Golden House Numbers were part of a GDR state-controlled citizens initiative called Schöne unsere Städte und Gemeinde, mach mit, which loosely translated means prettify our towns and communities, join in. Launched in the early 60s, it called on East Germans to volunteer their free time to help build things like sporting venues, parks and playgrounds that the state couldn't afford to fund. Over time, as interest for large-scale projects waned, the concept was downsized to be applied to individual blocks of flats. Tenants who banded together to improve their building in some way, be it by cleaning or planting flowers, could compete with other houses to have their efforts rewarded with a sparkling golden number.
You know, it's like this kind of society. You need always some kind of ranking or some kind of...
Many still believe it was a good way to encourage in people a sense of responsibility for their surroundings. But historian Frank Drauschke, who grew up in East Berlin, says there was often a lot more to it than that.
I mean, everything was political in East Germany. So, I mean, this whole initiative was, of course, not a really voluntary thing. I mean, might have been in some cases, but on the other hand, it was also guided. And very often, especially in the newly built concrete blocks and so on, it was very political, I would say.
House wardens, who were able to motivate tenants to be proactive, scored points for demonstrating their commitment to the socialist project that was the German Democratic Republic. And who knew when they would come in useful? But beyond politics, there were also elements of pragmatism and pride at play, particularly among residents of older buildings that hadn't been touched since the war.
You have to also remember that all these houses were really falling apart. I mean, they were in the conditions like after the war, everywhere were bullet holes. It was lacking everything. Everything was broken. So there was always some need to do something. This initiative, it was just a small extra incentive to do something in some houses.
As we wander around, we find an old building where a black and gold plaque hangs with almost stately importance above the main door. The original number, which would have been painted on, has clearly worn away and been replaced with an oversized metal 5. One of the tenants tells me the plaque is still a matter of pride for the now elderly owner. He's too deaf to talk to me, but I see him looking out of his third floor window, arms folded with unspoken authority. The sight reminds me of my former neighbour and his aspirations to see my floorboards covered with a brown shagpile carpet. The next day, I make a couple of phone calls about that certain number 39. And guess what? It was awarded its Golden House number in 1981.
This report was brought to you by DW.